Hi, welcome to Footy on Paper, where we talk football from your point of view. And also, welcome to Lohi's Corner, where we talk women's football from your point of view. Hey, welcome to Lohi's Corner. It's been a while, but I'm back. Same time that the Barclays Women's Super League is back. And I think this season really promises to be an interesting one. I think the top teams are looking good. I also think, that we could see, some dark horses coming up too. I think this season, I think Arsenal won the transfer window, in my opinion. I think Arsenal really made some really good additions. I think they got Mana Iwabuchi from Aston Villa. She's also a World Cup winner, if you remember, from 2011 World Cup, the one that Homari Sawa was really instrumental in. Got Mana Iwabuchi. They got Nikita Paris from Lyon. Of course, if you watch Women's Super League, you know Nikita Paris from some seasons back when she was in Man City. And of course, you know her from Lyon. They also signed Manum. She's a Norwegian international, if I'm not mistaken. They also signed, of course, Tobin Heath, who was in the Women's Super League last season. Yes, I think she scored one of the best goals in the Women's Super League last season. So, Tobin Heath, she was in United last season. Now she's in Arsenal. And of course, they also changed their manager. I think a lot of people have been clamoring for Joe Montero to, leave. His time had passed and it was time for a change. And it was good because we finally got a new manager, Jason Eidevall. He was, Rosengard. He was Rosengard, normal UWCL participant from the Swedish Damansvenkon. He led them to three Swedish Damansvenkon titles and everything. So now he's Arsenal women's manager. So yes, match day one was actually pretty, was pretty good. Yeah. The promoted team, Leicester, the promoted team, they started off well. They scored the first goal in their match against Aston Villa, but they ended up losing 2-1. But I think that's something. And I think they're going to hope that they stay up this season. I think it's possible they stay off because they have some good players and I think that they're showing fight, but it's looking tough, but we'll see. United won Reading this on Saturday. Christy Hansen and Onabato, the goal scorers. Man City, I think they had the largest win. They're top of the table by goal difference. They won Everton 4-0. And I think that's really surprising because me, I like Everton as a club. I think they're really doing well in their women's team is really doing well. So I kind of support Everton as a second team in certain games. So I was expecting City to win, but I didn't expect them to win 4-0. So Khadija Shaw, the new Jamaican international signing. Yeah, that's a really good statement from her to score on her debut. So Steph Hutton, free kick queen. That was a nice free kick from her. Vicky Losada, Jan Becky, they were the goal scorers. Brighton and Hove Albion, Inessa Kangman and Lee were the goal scorers. And of course, Spurs and Birmingham City, Kit Graham was the goal scorer. And the major match, Super Sunday, London Derby, played at the Emirates for a lot of Arsenal women players. This was the first time they were playing at the Emirates and it was a big deal for them. And fans came and everything. So I think they wanted to win this and they showed fight. It was a really, really interesting game and it ended 3-2 to the Arsenal. Minima scored early on and it looked like Arsenal was in control. But some defensive lapses. I think Arsenal needs a new set piece coach or something to help with the defense, or because I think the the way we concede from set pieces is alarming. So yeah, before stroke of halftime, Erin Cuthbert scored. Then second half, Beth Mead scored two goals. So she scored 49th minute, then at the 60th minute. And I'm gonna have to start eating my words because I'm not really a huge Beth Mead fan, because I feel like last season she wasn't playing as I would have loved. I was seeing that frontline Miedemann was doing everything, and you know, so especially the last game against Chelsea, where it, I think it ended 1-1, she scored that game, but she was, even though she was a goal scorer, she played horribly in that match. And as in, there have been so many lapses in her game, and you know, I just hope that she's going to prove me wrong this season, because I think our front line is really, really good. You know, I think our front line is really good, and I think that Arsenal can really challenge for the league this season. It's been a while. No team has ever tripped in the Barclays Women's Super League, and I'm really hoping it doesn't happen, because Chelsea has won two on the bounce. No team has tripped. So, fingers crossed they don't. So, yeah, it's looking good. So, Penny Lahada also scored in the 64th minute. I can't lie, Hada had a really, really good game. I think she really did have a good game, but I think, you know, I don't think they got their game plan well. And credit to Jonas Edvall, because I feel like his tenure as Arsenal boss hasn't come easy, because Arsenal has played two UWC like kind of like playoff matches ish to qualify to the group stage, and those are important games. We won both of that, and his first WSL match is against the champions Chelsea, and for him to win, it's a statement. Arsenal hasn't won Chelsea women in 2 years, and that was when Arsenal women won the title in 2019. Since then, Arsenal has like, and that was the problem they had with Joe Montero. Joe Montero was never like, he would win, like Arsenal win 6-0 to Birmingham City, 6-0 Brighton, every North London derby was a guaranteed W. But when it comes to playing Chelsea, playing Man City, in fact last season even playing United was tough, you know. So I think I know it's just match day one, but even from the UWCL matches, there's even another one on Thursday, even from the UWCL matches, I think it's looking really good. And of course, if you're interested in watching any of the WSL matches, you can download FA Player. It's free. It's a free app. That's where I watch my games. And if you're looking to watch UWCL, they show some games. I don't know if it's all the games. I know two seasons ago they did show almost like they showed every game on UEFA TV. But I don't know, last season they showed the final and the semi-final. So if you're looking forward to watch the women's games, FA Player is free. It's on every app store around, so you can easily watch the games then. Yeah, then going to the other leagues, D1. So D1, that's the French league. The usuals, Lyon won their match, PSG won Montpellier, Bordeaux won Sochaux-Charentes. It was a draw between Stade de Reims and Guingamp. Dijon won 2-0. I think it's looking the same. I think this season, I don't know if Paris Saint-Germain will win the league again this season, because I know they won last season and it was such a huge deal, because for a while Lyon had been winning since, so for PSG to just come and win, I think they've lost some really good players. I think Irene Paredes, who of course just recently won the UEFA Defender Award, I think Irene Paredes, I think that's a huge loss to me. I'm a Renard fan. I know if you listen to this, you know I'm a huge Renard fan. But Paredes is almost like she's rivaling Renard to me. And now Barcelona women has snatched that up. I think Barcelona wants to win the youth WCL again, because that's a great addition. And so Paredes leaving Paris, which is to me the reason why they won the league. Because it was against the match Lyon and Paris Saint-Germain, that match that they played, and Irene Paredes was, I think she was woman of the match or something. She had a very, very good game that game, and that was literally the difference in the league and how PSG won the league because of that match. That was an amazing display from her. I think her going to Barca women is going to be, it's going to be amazing, you know. But and well, PSG, they still have certain good players, you know. They still have, to me, the best keeper. I know Sandra Panos won the award, but I would always be for Christiana Edler. They have, to me, the best keeper in the league. So I think they are, even though they've lost Iron Paradise, they have a good keeper, you know. But I think Lyon might win it this time. I think Lyon not winning neither the UWCL, them not winning the UWCL or D1 really, 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 like, it was a huge blow to them. So I think they're coming in hot. They're coming for revenge. I don't think they want that to repeat itself. It's not happening again, I fear. So yeah, we'll see how that goes. Frauen Bundesliga. So this is the women's German league, and as it's kind of the same every year, Bayern, Wolfsburg, that kind of thing. So right now Bayern is on top. You know, Bayern is on top based on goal difference. They've played two matches actually. You know, I think normally Wolfsburg was, you know, for a long time, Wolfsburg were like the German giants. Like, especially when Penny Lehada was in the team, Wolfsburg were the German giants. But I think there might be a change of guards in recent years. You know how Bayern won it last season, and I'm tipping them to win it again. I'm not even going to lie, I'm tipping them to win it again. I don't see Wolfsburg. It might surprise me, but nah, don't see Wolfsburg, you know. Yeah. Hopefully, I'm not gonna lie, I miss when teams like Potsdam were doing well in the German league. We need Potsdam, you know. I know Potsdam because I know Miedema played for them, you know, and I'm a huge Miedema fan. So we need Potsdam, some teams to go back. It's kind of like how was it in the WSL, Birmingham was, when it was still, like, it wasn't called WSL then, when Barclays, when Birmingham City were good, you know. I mean, some of this, you know, historically great women's team, it would be nice to see them back, you know. So Potsdam, we need you back playing well and everything. And of course the Spanish Primera Division, Barcelona of course 5-0 against Tenerife, Levante 4-0 against Real Madrid. It was a draw between Huvela and Villarreal. Sociedad won Valencia 4-1. Then Atletico de la Madrid 5-0 to Rayo Vallecano. Eibar won Sevilla 3-2. Alaves won Betis 2-1. Athletic Club won Madrid CFF 2-0. And right now, Atletico, you know, the thing about Atletico is, like, me too, last time, Atletico was, you know, they started really well, you know, they started their season really well, but then they dropped down to fourth. And I don't know if that, I hope that's not the case again, because, you know, I would like to see Atletico, like, they're not in the Champions League this year. Yeah, they're not in the Champions League this year, and that's not Atletico, man. That's not Atletico. So I would like to see them back in the Champions League, and I would like to see them do well. I think Barca wins this season again. I'm not even going to lie. I think Barcelona wins it. I think they're just too good. Like, they swept all the UEFA awards. Like, except the UEFA awards, they added Paredes, like I was just going on about, you know, just some minutes ago. And honestly, it's looking tough for all the other teams in the Premier Division. It's looking really tough. I don't think any, it'll be hard. In fact, see, Barcelona is even like, Lyon, Lyon fans might want to disagree with me, but I'm even thinking that Barcelona might win the UWCL again. But I hope I get surprised, but I'm tipping them to win again. I think Sandra Panos is an amazing keeper. I mean, to be honest, they have a really good squad. I just don't see how it goes any other way. Then, of course, just quickly touching to Serie A women. Roma women, just two matches. Roma, Juventus, Sassuolo, Milan, and Inter. Perfect scorecard so far. But I think it's going to be Juve again this season. I think it's going to be Juve again. They were unbeaten last season. I think they're just too strong. I think, you know, the resurgence of the Italy national team. Yeah. I think it kind of coincided with, like, when Juventus was trying to really, really grow their women's team. And I think, like, people like Girelli, they are now in Juventus. Like, people that actually shine for the, you know, national team and everything. So Girelli is one of the best players in the league. I think Juventus wins again. Milan, you know. Yeah. But yeah, looking forward to the rest of the matches this league for the Spanish league, the English league, WSL, D1, especially D1. Because I like to see that Lyon and Paris. I can't wait for when Lyon and Paris meet again. Because the last time was really, really, like, I think everybody thought, yeah, Lyon would just crush through again. But it was a really good match last time. And I'm really looking forward to it, you know. Of course, looking forward to UWCL as well. I want to see if, you know, Mbaka retains their title. We shall see. Whew. So yeah, it's been a week. It's been a good week of women's football. It's been a really good week of women's football. And of course, you see me here constantly talking about women's football. Like I said, if you want to watch the WSL, you can always download the FA player. The matches there are free and they show every single game. They show certain UWCL matches on the UEFA TV app. So yeah, so this is me, Lohi, and yeah, have a good week. So, bye.
Alright, so you can follow us at Footy on Paper on Twitter and Instagram. That's at FOOTYONPAPER. So if you like what you've been listening to and you want to, you know, just interact with us, I know, get logged into our regular content, our competitions, everything that's going on with Footy on Paper, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Footy on Paper. And if you want to also place an ad, you can send us an email at thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. That's thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. Also, you can send us voice messages on any of your preferred platforms. The link is there. So you can just record a little something and just send to us. Cheers.